Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. This is Straight Fire for Friday, November 12th. And no, I'm not starting the podcast with the poop show. I can't curse that early in the pod. With Baltimore, Miami. I can't do it. I mean, that game was unwatchable. My eyes were bleeding for much of Thursday night. The spider bite kicked in. My head is pounding. And oh, by the way, if you are getting this early enough in the morning, before 9:30 a.m. on the East Coast, catch your boy on Undisputed. FS1 should be fun. Me, LeVar Arrington, a couple other guests will make appearances. Should be a lot of fun. But, I mean, we lucked out given how big of a sports news day Thursday was. Folks, consider this for a moment, okay? Cam Newton is on the Panthers. The Golden State Warriors have the best record in basketball, and Odell Beckham is relevant again. For a moment, I was like, is it 2016? Like, what is going on here? Where are we? I mean, just things got crazy. Quarterback injuries all over the league. And listen, there isn't enough bandwidth here to hold this podcast for all the funny jokes I've got regarding Cam Newton. I mean, honestly, I commend the Panthers for the move, picking up Cam. Former Panther, listen, if you want to invigorate the fan base, maybe sell some more tickets, you bring in the greatest player in franchise history. No doubt about it. And let's be honest, it's PJ Walker, it's Matt Barkley, or it's Cam Newton. And Cam does lead the league in passes this season because, remember, 31 teams passed on him. I mean, he's been sitting on the sidelines for months now since it didn't work out with the Patriots. And I'm a little surprised, but at the same time, kind of happy. And this is just a bit of a tease, but Carolina, Arizona may be in the best bet at the end of the podcast. So stick around for that. But I do think I've buried the lead a little bit, because how could I not open with Odell Beckham and his smokescreen all over the place that he was going to the Packers and he was considering this team and he was going to wait until Sunday after the games to make a decision. Basically, Odell Beckham out here and his agents, just what they like to say in the industry, doing work. Just planting lies with reporters who are willing to push it out there just to act relevant and get retweets. And ultimately, apparently, according to Jay Glazer, it was all LA Rams. There was no other option for Odell Beckham. That's where he wanted to go, and he got there. Now, what's crazy is, remember, the Packers offered him the minimum. But by pumping up the Packers, he was able to get some more money from the Rams. He's going to get over the minimum for sure. It looks like 1.2 guaranteed. And then there is other money that's going to come in through incentives. So Odell's going to get paid. But Listen, if you're going all in with the Rams, right? You got Von Miller, you got Odell Beckham. You have no draft picks any in the coming years, basically. I don't know. This is a huge win for Sean McVay. It's a big win for TMZ. It's a big win for Laker games. Odell's going to be at all of them now. I mean, he's going to fit right in to Los Angeles. Odell will fit in perfectly, because everybody loves one thing more than football, and it's themselves. This is like the mecca of self-importance. And Odell Beckham, of course, the king of that. I don't know how I missed that. And also, you know, in predicting where he would go, not only did I miss his self-importance and ego and it's all about Odell, but he's got a girlfriend who lives out here. I happen to follow her on Instagram. She's kind of a big deal, like a fitness girl, and obviously very attractive. Lolo Wood is her handle. So clearly he wants to be closer to her. It's tough being in Cleveland, you know? No disrespect to all the Cleveland listeners out there, but, you know, Odell was living in New York. He was then living in Cleveland. He's in L.A. all offseason, hanging out with the girlfriend and other celebrities. And you can understand why he wants to be out here. Now, is he going to fit? I don't know. Cooper Kupp is option number one. We know Robert Woods, healthy, is option number two. I don't know why you would hinder the young guy, Van Jefferson. But it is interesting. They were moving on from DeSean Jackson like about a week ago. Did they know Odell was coming down the pike? Did, you know, I don't want to get too sinister here, but was there a coordinated effort on Odell's group? Hey, man, you guys aren't using DeSean. I'm going to force my way out of Cleveland. How about it? You want to bring me on board, Sean? You want to bring me on? I saw a great comment on Instagram that Odell will fit right in with everybody in Los Angeles, because he's kind of a has-been trying to cling to fame. And I know that's a little bit harsh and people are going to crush me, but I just want to remind you, Odell Beckham has not done jack squat in the last three seasons. Honestly, yes, the first couple seasons, Odell Beckham was on fire. He was going to be the next Randy Moss, Jerry Rice. And I'm not just saying that. He was putting up numbers comparable to them after three seasons. And, you know, then he turned into the diva that he is. First three seasons, Odell, 35 touchdowns. In the next one, wait, let's count them up here. So first three seasons, 35 touchdowns. Next one, two, three, four, five seasons, he has 16 touchdowns, including none this year. He's just not the same guy. I mean, Odell has a total of like 114 receptions in the last 3 years combined in Cleveland. In his best season, 2016, the joke I made at the outset, he had 101 catches. He's just not the same guy. Whether it's 29, fame, ego, celebrity, petulance, the Nike contract, whatever you want to say, it's gone to his head. And I mean, Odell's just not the same guy. How's he going to handle it if Matt Stafford doesn't target him? You know, Matt Stafford's like, yo, guys, I'm trying to win out here myself. But P.S., I haven't won anything in my life in terms of the NFL. Like, I don't need a wide receiver bothering me. Now, I guess McVay thinks, you know, confidently that he can handle anything. And I get that. You know, McVay's a confident, cocky young guy. And I'm hopeful that, you know, he and the Rams work out. But got to be honest, I'm curious if he will suit up Monday night for Rams Niners. You know, primetime game. You know he's going to want to be on the field. Is he an expensive decoy? It's great for the Monday Night Football broadcast. A lot of people are going to tune in to see OBJ. He's got a lot of fans. That's undeniable. People love Odell Beckham, whether it's, you know, the antics, the hair, the catch, the lifestyle. People just like him. They gravitate toward him. LeBron is a big fan. And Odell Beckham, you know, it's a win for him going to L.A., right? Rams are going to be on TV a lot the rest of the season. I know the Browns were expected to do big things, but I don't know how often the Browns are going to get those primetime games. I'm just looking at the Rams schedule now, including Monday Night Football this week. Rams have a Monday Night Football game against Arizona. And, oh, geez, that's the only one. So he'll get two primetime games. Let's see if the Browns have any the rest of the season. They are kind of, you know, they're not the ratings juggernaut. Browns have two as well. At Baltimore on a Sunday night, which is actually a bigger audience, and then at Pittsburgh week 17. And who knows about, there's another one that could get flexed, Cleveland-Vegas, if there's NFL implications. They also have a Christmas Day game the Browns do against the Green Bay Packers. Boy, that Browns schedule looks rough down the stretch. Holy hell. If they don't beat New England, they should handle Detroit. But they Baltimore, bye week, Baltimore. And then they play Raiders, who are in first place, but probably will slide down a little bit. They play the Packers, first place. They play Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, division rivals. So, oof, I don't know. Cleveland, this is a big week. We do talk about Cleveland in the best bet. All right, finally, I got to move on to dive a little bit into this Miami-Baltimore mess.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah, I didn't really want to talk Ravens-Dolphins. It was so ugly and just one of those nasty performances that all you do is you look up and it's punt, you look up and it's punt, and it's like, really? 6-3 in the fourth quarter? But this is why we love the NFL, right? It is so unpredictable. Every year, you know what baseball teams are pretty much going to make the postseason, pretty much in the mix for the World Series. The Braves had a lot of talent. Everybody predicted postseason, and then they had the injuries, and it was like, okay, maybe not, and then they got hot at the end. NBA, self-explanatory. We know who's going to be in the mix every year. NFL, who could predict the Dolphins, who were 6.5-point dogs early, then it went up to 7.5, went up to 8.5 Thursday, folks. All the money was on the Ravens. All the teaser money was on Ravens minus 1.5. I even gave the trend yesterday that was 73% heading into this game. Teams that didn't cover last week, Ravens, against teams that did cover, Dolphins. And then the Ravens don't score a touchdown until there's 4 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game. Like, that's just insane. Who would have predicted that? What are the Ravens? I think they're the number 7, according to Football Outsiders DVOA. They're the seventh most efficient offense in the NFL. They were going up against a bottom 10 unit in the Miami Dolphins, and they could do nothing. Now, obviously, this is a short week, and everybody wanted to say, Harbaugh's never lost to the Dolphins, 9-0. You give me the better coach, you give me the better quarterback, I'll take the Ravens. Folks, Miami starter Jacoby Brissett got knocked out. Tua came in, and if you were watching, 3 of his first 4 passes were so off. You're like, can this guy even grip the football? And then he made basically one awesome throw that he had to late in the game, leads to the put-away touchdown, and Miami prevails. This is one of those games where if you're Miami, you're like, thank goodness, we don't have our own draft pick, right? That's a big win. Tua looked like he knew what he was doing, at least. The quarterback here who looked really out of it was Lamar Jackson. Oh my gosh. The interception in the end zone late just didn't seem to have it. I was facing him in fantasy, so I'm kind of thrilled with that news. But I think all this Lamar MVP stuff, you don't want to totally derail it, but sack 4 times, 238 yards passing against a really bad defense. And he only had 39 yards on the ground. By the way, if you're charting it at home, the Baltimore Ravens against a really bad Dolphins team had one explosive play going for over 20 yards. That's it. Rashad Bateman, the rookie, who did pretty well. It's just one of those crazy games. It's so impossible to predict the NFL. Ultimately, you're like, why would you bet on this? Well, you want to win. You want to beat the market. And you want to be successful and win money. And this is so damn difficult. Like, it's just, listen, the trend, right? Teams that did not cover versus teams that did, bet on the team that didn't. It was hitting 73%. Well, Ravens didn't cover. Dolphins did last week, and Baltimore was never in this game. Never. I mean, they led 3-0 after the first quarter, but offensively, they did nothing. Probably their worst performance of the season. 4.3 yards per play, 2-for-14 on third down. And it's funny because, again, Baltimore went from, in the span of, you know, 3 hours or whatever length that game was, hey, man, Ravens could be one of the best in the AFC, too. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. They are now 6-3. Pittsburgh, if they beat Detroit, tied for the division lead. That's what would happen. And, you know, I think that's the perfect segue to the best bets for this weekend in college football and the NFL.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, it's been a rough college football season. Profitable early, then it was okay, then it was bad, and now we're starting to rebound. But, you know, college football just had a wacky year. Especially for me on the gambling front, but I do have more picks than usual this week. If you look at the schedule, how it shapes up, a lot of the very good teams or supposed to be good teams, like Clemson, for instance, they have layups this week before they get to the meat of their schedule. So there's a couple big spreads that I'm going to tell you about that I don't normally advise. Again, these are going to be some hold-your-nose variety plays. Clemson minus 41. They're not good this year. They're going to win big this weekend. Texas minus 30.5. Those are two really risky ones. Now, perhaps even more risky is one of the worst teams in the Power 5, Southern Miss, getting 33. ECU plus 5.5. Minnesota plus 5. If you're wondering why I don't write about these for Fox, they just want me picking the best games every week. Those are not good games. There's no way Fox is letting you write about Southern Miss or ECU. But I have money on those. I wanted to pass those along to you. Hopefully, this will be a profitable weekend. Among the good games, I definitely 100,000% my best college football play of the weekend, no doubt, is Michigan Pick'em against Penn State. Now, Michigan has some injuries, but every square bettor I know likes Penn State in this spot. James Franklin, we know how he fades big time in the spots against top-ranked teams. Penn State has the best player on the field, and the Dotson kid, the receiver, he murdered Maryland last week. He's really good. Probably a first-round pick, maybe second. But Michigan is, like, quietly good. Now, they have injuries to their running back and quarterback. It sounds like their running back won't play. But the quarterback situation is dicey. Do not be surprised. I'll just say this. If their freshman quarterback comes in and plays way more than he has in any other game this season. The starter got hurt last week, and if you're looking for a wrinkle to throw at a Penn State defense on the road, you bring in the freshman quarterback who's only thrown a handful of, I think, 30 passes on the season. Catch Penn State off guard and then try to ride your defense to victory. But I like Michigan Pick'em. Although, just so you know, this open is Michigan's small favorite, and the money is coming on Penn State. But is that, thinking back to David Baker and a couple other guests we've had, is it dummy money to get the line they really want, Michigan getting points? I'm backing Cincinnati again. last week as a big favorite. They won by 8. That is not covering. They're favored by 23 this week. I'm all in on Cincinnati, guys. I'm pot committed, as they say in the streets. Cincinnati, favored by 23 on the road. USF is one of the worst teams in the country. And my other pick in college is Texas A&M, favored by 2.5. Actually, two more. I like Texas A&M favored by 2.5 at Ole Miss. It's funny. I said I do a Fox Sports mock draft for the NFL, and I said Matt Corral was the new number one. This was like, I don't know, a month ago. Since then, Lane Kiffin has decided, I'm just going to try to ride this guy into the ground to get some wins. And he had his quarterback carry 30 times against Tennessee. He has not been the same since. He's been hurt. A lot of injuries to Ole Miss. I think A&M goes to the Grove and pulls off the win. They are favored by 2.5. Oklahoma State favored by 13 against a bad TCU team. I think Oklahoma State totally bottles them up. Their defense is good. I was wrong on Oklahoma State earlier this year. I thought they were a little fugazi. But Oklahoma State favored by 13. Texas A&M 2.5. Michigan pick 'em. Cincinnati minus 23. I will say, I know some people out there like Oklahoma and the new quarterback. Just be careful. Just be careful with this Baylor spot. The coaching matchup, Lincoln Riley has struggled against Dave Aranda. And if you heard Tim Brando last week, Dave Aranda is kind of auditioning maybe for that LSU job. You take down Oklahoma here, that's a really good notch in your belt. The way James Franklin showed Penn State against Ohio State, pushing them to the limit a couple weeks back. So those are the college football picks. It's going to be I wouldn't call this a great Saturday. Next Saturday, college football is loaded with the best games. Really, really strong group of games. I think 3 top 25 matchups. Getting into November is when college football really gets exciting. Now on to the NFL. And I'm just going to tell you, this is... I think I talked about it on yesterday's podcast, this trend where teams that covered the week prior versus teams that did not cover the week prior, 73%. As such, I have two of those that I'm definitely taking. I was going to take a third, but I could not pull the trigger on the New Orleans Saints. I had to back off. This Alvin Kamara stuff is troubling, right? Kamara missed practice Wednesday. You're like, oh, maybe he's resting. The workload is up. And then he missed Thursday, and now you're hearing from Saints beat reporters on social media that it's doubtful he's going to play. Well, I like Sean Payton as a dog. Some of the numbers, some of the ATS numbers are staggering. As an underdog, Sean Payton, since 2003, 44-25-2 against the spread. On the road off a loss, Sean Payton, 26-10 against the spread. He's just a really good coach. And I just have trouble backing them with a money play. In the contest, I think I could probably take the Saints getting 3. But for my after-tax dollars, I think I'm going to lean towards Saints-Titans under 21.5 in the first half. And the reason being, first-half unders have been good all season. But Tennessee's offense looked really bad versus the Rams. How many weeks can they keep this up? They're not the Chiefs. Let's be realistic. They're not the Chiefs of yesteryear with Mahomes. Their offense is good, but again, the 4 straight games wears on you. The Bills, the Chiefs, the Colts rivals, and then the Rams. And now you come home and you're favored for the first time in a while. I can see a letdown from the Titans. The Saints defense is good. Under 21 in the first half. I don't know how the Saints score points. Titans defense has showed well the last few weeks. Is it going to be the Taysom Hill show? That would not surprise me. A couple injuries on the Titans to watch today's injury report. Harold Landry and Jeffrey Simons. Two of the best defensive linemen in the division. It's not saying much given the division, but they played awesome last week against the Rams. They haven't practiced. Let's see if they practice Friday. But under 21.5 first half for Saints-Titans. Probably taking them +3 in the contest. Probably the grossest pick that I've given out all season. Likely a contest play. And you're going to vomit in your mouth when you hear it. The Carolina Panthers getting 10.5. At Arizona. Now, again, this fits the team that did not cover, Carolina, versus the team that did, Arizona. But it also sounds like Kyler Murray's not going to start again. And if you think Colt McCoy can do what he did against the Niners last week, against the Panthers, I just don't know that that's doable, that he does it again. Remember, the Panthers have a good front seven. Brian Burns did get hurt against by that dirty Mac Jones play. Hopefully, Brian Burns is able to go. He's their best pass rusher. But this is a great sandwich spot to fade Arizona. Next week, Seattle. last week, the big rivalry game against the Niners. Now you have Carolina comes in with either PJ Walker or Cam Newton. Like, really? Easy, easy letdown spot for Arizona. And, you know, frankly, if you are Arizona and you're like, do we force back Kyler? I mean, we should be able to beat Carolina with Colt McCoy. We could beat the Niners. You know, we're at home. We got a good defense. I don't see why we don't just give it a shot with Colt McCoy again. It doesn't matter if we win by 1, 3, 10. A win is a win. And I would not be shocked if Kyler Murray sat out again. If he goes down, there's no chance they wouldn't get to the Super Bowl. You know, Colt McCoy is not getting them there. Sorry, guys. So I'm holding my nose and taking the Carolina Panthers 10.5. Definitely going to be a contest play for me. And I've got a financial investment as well. And then another one. And I don't want to just blindly bet that trend, but did not cover last week. Eagles lost at the buzzer, or maybe with like 2 seconds left on the Chargers field goal, against a team that did, the Denver Broncos. Eagles getting 3. You guys, we've talked about it almost every week on the podcast, and again with Baker this week. It's clear that professional gamblers like the Eagles. What they like remains something of a mystery, but I wrote this for Fox that if you look at net yards per play, they are 9th, the Eagles, ahead of Dallas, Green Bay, Patriots. Like, their defense has been kind of good, but how much of that is good showings in the second half down by a lot, you know, coming back when the opponents were not really trying? But DVOA has them 18th ahead of Broncos, Raiders, Bengals. And frankly, I don't expect the Broncos' run defense to be able to hold down the Eagles, who I think rushed for 200 yards last week. They have the number 4 rushing offense in the league. They will have success against this Broncos front. You're supposed to only worry about altitude in September when the lungs aren't conditioned and the players are you know, kind of still adapting to the season after the offseason. So I'm not totally worried about the Eagles in this spot in altitude, but undeniably, there's something about this Eagles team that a lot of big money professional gamblers like, and I got no problem taking a field goal on the road against a Denver team that we agree they're not that good. But last weekend, teasers got mauled, absolutely eviscerated because of the upsets. But do you really expect two double-digit favors to go down again? And if you even look at the lines, they're shaded. Dallas not getting 10. Tampa not getting 10. Now, Dallas has a couple big injuries. This is for the teaser. Dallas and Tampa in there for sure, but I have two others I'll add. One of them you probably won't like. But when you look at this Dallas defense, if Randy Gregory cannot go, oh boy, that's terrible news. He's their only pass rusher. Still no DeMarcus Lawrence. And Tyron Smith is even bigger. The left tackle did not play last week, and it hurt them badly. I'm not a believer in Atlanta. They got a little lucky last week to survive a division rival. So I think teasing Dallas 9 down to 2 is a layup. Dallas should be able to rebound strong. Remember Dan Quinn, quote-unquote, revenge game. Ha ha. And then Tampa, favored by 9. Tampa, though, I got to point this out. Tampa is 0-4 against the spread on the road. They have not covered. And looks like no Godwin, definitely no Antonio Brown, and probably no Rob Gronkowski. I'll let fantasy owners rush to the window to grab Tyler Johnson like I did this week. But I can see Tampa struggling in this. Both teams off the bye. Washington defense stinks, and I don't think Tyler Heinicke can keep up with Tom Brady's offense. So you just give me Tampa down to 2. So you get Dallas, much better side, only favored by 2 at home. Tampa, favored by 2 on the road. And then if you want to take one of these two, I think Seattle, currently 3, although it could change if Russell Wilson doesn't play, then this bet is pretty much shot. But you take Seattle 3 up to 10. And remember, Aaron Rodgers, we won't know his status until Saturday night. And it's less about passing tests. There was an NFL Network report that it's not really about tests. It's like they got to check like his health, meaning, you know, exertion on the heart. You know, you get winded, you get sick. And do you want to rush him back in this spot when you've got a Super Bowl team in Green Bay? So if he doesn't go, Aaron Rodgers doesn't go, Seattle's going to go off as a favorite if Russell Wilson starts. And if you can get plus 10, if you tease them now from 3 up to 10, I don't know how you absolutely don't love that one. Packers have covered at home, but they came against Jared Goff, Ben Roethlisberger, Taylor Heinicke. Russell Wilson, obviously much better than all those three. I like Seattle in every teaser. And then the Minnesota Vikings are one you have to strongly consider. I don't know why this is at three. They're getting three, but if you tease them, again, 7-point teaser, you get them up to 10. The Vikings have five losses, all by seven or less. The Chargers have no run defense. We know that. Dalvin Cook should be in line for a big game. Also, the Chargers secondary is down to practice squad guys. So Kirk Cousins, Jefferson, Thielen should be able to take advantage. Would not surprise me if the Vikings won this game outright, but we know Mike Zimmer tends to screw things up coaching for his job. But give me 10 with the Vikings. I would almost take Vikings on the money line. If you're doing any money line parlays, you know, you want to get interesting, get a little crazy. Seattle and Minnesota on the money line parlay, maybe toss the Eagles in there. I think you could have some success making some coin that way. So those are some bets for this week in college football and the NFL. I really need a 5-0 in the $4 million contest. I got to bounce back. It's coming. I can feel it. We'll talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.